You multiply and then you add.
Oh, okay.
So it's four times.
At the Duval Learning Center in West Louisville, about 10 adults sit and read from books and worksheets. Some of them are working with tutors. This group is studying for the GED test.
I love it, except for my math.
Cheryl Jackson is one of over 700,000 Kentuckians without a high school diploma or GED. She says she's here to set an example for her family.
I have four kids, and I got one that graduated and three that hasn't. So I feel that if I would get mine, it would encourage my other three to go ahead and do what they need to do.
But not all GED students are as open as Jackson.
Welcome to KET's GED Connection series.
GED Connection is a 39-episode television program produced by Kentucky Educational Television and aired nationwide. For $40, students can order workbooks and study along with the shows at home. That fee includes a voucher for the GED test, which also typically costs $40. The test is free in Jefferson County, but to many, anonymity is worth the money. Sharon Jackson is the Director of Student Services for GED Connection.
Often we have people who enroll with us who just want the privacy of being able to study at home without anyone in their community knowing that they did not finish high school.
GED Connection has been on since 1975, and every 8 to 10 years the shows are updated along with the GED test. The show's last revision was in the late 1990s, but the test it goes with will be replaced in 3 years.
The last time we did a GED series 10 years ago, it cost about $3.5 million. This year, we're projecting it'll cost approximately $6 million to do.
Bill Wilson is the Deputy Director of Education and Outreach at KET. He says a federal grant helped pay for the last revision, and KET doesn't yet have the money for the new series. To get it done in time, Wilson says they'll have to start production in 6 months. He plans to spend those 6 months, and maybe more, looking for funding.
We may have to piecemeal this together, get a little funding and start the thing, and then move along and continue to seek funding as we go along.
Wilson says that like past series, this revision will probably be about 39 episodes long to cover all of the material on the test. But all new shows for television are just part of the plan.
We have to think about iPods, and we have to think about VoiceThread and Facebook and all the other social networking capabilities that we might be able to add into this.
In addition to serving adults who want privacy, the series is also used in some GED classrooms. Jenny Forsyth is the coordinator of the Duval Learning Center, where some of Cheryl Jackson's classmates use GED Connection to study.
We feel that there is a benefit, a big benefit, to the video and workbook combination. The videos help students take the content and put it in a real-life application that just by simply using the workbooks, they don't always get that.
With the current GED television curricula valid until 2011, Wilson says KET is looking for funding from the U.S. Departments of Education and Labor to update the production. For WFPL, I'm Gabe Bullard.
3 times 5 is 15.